I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, another Trump history gaffe? Really? President Trump thinks the Civil War could have been prevented. Conan O'Brien tells us what John McCain had to say on the matter. Jimmy Fallon reveals how Trump will apologize to Andrew Jackson for implying the president was alive after he wasn't. Seth Meyers reads aloud some letters from Trump's alternative history battlefield. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
In another interview, President Trump said he thinks the Civil War could have been prevented. Yeah. After hearing this, John McCain said, "Trust me, I did everything I could. I talked to Lee. I talked to Grant."
In an interview today, President Trump questioned why America fought the Civil War. Even worse, then he questioned whom America fought in the Civil War.
Wait, I know this one. Was it China?
I saw that President Trump just gave an interview where he wondered why the Civil War ever happened. Then Education Secretary Betsy DeVos said, "That's easy. Captain America and Iron Man got in a big fight." That's not... Stop it. Both of you, stop it.
That's right. President Trump questioned why America fought the Civil War. You know, at this rate, the only way Trump is going to get a second term is if he's held back.
All M's? I front everything? I got a B-plus in phys ed.
Not only that, Trump also said that Andrew Jackson was really angry about the Civil War, but Andrew Jackson actually died 16 years before it started. Trump said he'll apologize to Jackson when they play golf together next weekend. So that he'll take care of it. Don't worry about it.
And while he's at it, maybe President Xi could give Trump an American history lesson, too, because today, when Trump was asked about his supposed model for the presidency, Andrew Jackson, he went on a bizarre tangent about the Civil War and Jackson, who died 16 years before the war started.
I mean, had Andrew Jackson been a little bit later, you wouldn't have had the Civil War. He was really angry that he saw what was happening with regard to the Civil War. He said, "There's no reason for this." People don't realize, you know, Civil War. You think about it, why? People don't ask that question. But why was there the Civil War? Why could that one not have been worked out?
Yeah. People don't ask that question. No one ever asked why was there the Civil War. And who can forget those searing letters from soldiers on the battlefield? "Dearest Elizabeth, I write to you from the front lines where the Civil War rages on for whatever reason. Today I bayoneted my own brother. For what purpose?" he cried out. And I, of course, could only respond, "I do not know. Nobody knows. General Grant informed us today we will be marching on to Gettysburg." "Why? What's there?" I asked. He shrugged, confused. "Who knows?" he said, and cited the famous words of our current president, Andrew Jackson, "There's no reason for this."
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.